Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Chambers, the Director of Flooring for Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Kemp. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. It's been a little while. We talked in October of 18, and we talked about tariffs. First, let me just catch up. Nebraska Furniture Mart, most people know, got four massive stores. You've got Omaha, Des Moines, Dallas, and Kansas City. And not only do you sell flooring and furniture, but you also sell, you know, electronics and appliances. So you've got a nice diversified mix. Let's start with what's happened during this slowdown due to the virus. You actually did shut down for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. You know, back in March, our executive team, we had to make a tough decision towards the end of March. We did decide to close our showrooms solely based on the safety and our concern for our staff and our communities to make sure that we're doing our part and protecting our business as well. So we did shut our showrooms down at the end of March. We were able to get two of our showrooms back open, Omaha and Texas. We opened about that first week of May. Just a couple weeks after that, we were able to get our Kansas City and Des Moines locations back open around middle to end of May. So we had every showroom back open before June.
Yep. You know, kind of sounds like a family-run company, doesn't it?
It is. It's a fantastic company to work for, a great family. The Blumkin family is one of a kind, for sure.
Another little piece of background, you're owned by Berkshire Hathaway, so therefore not exactly a family company, but you still have family members in there. And I know when Warren Buffett comes in and says, hey, we don't want to change a thing, one of the things he advises companies like you to do is build a moat, make it so that you're going to last another 100 years. So I know that's you think long term. Let's get into a couple details. What are you doing now? I guess one of the biggest concerns now with consumers is, can I come there and be safe? Or also, if I buy something and it's delivered, is it safe there? What are you doing about that?
We've spent a lot of time working with our local government and the CDC guidelines to make sure that we're putting in the best safety precautions that we can in all of our showrooms. We have probably an advantage over a lot of other places in that our showrooms are fairly large. And so, you know, the social distancing is much easier to do. We require masks to be worn not only by all of our employees, but by our customers. Our security team at the front door, you know, if they're asking customers to put their masks on when they come in. We've added hand sanitizing stations in multiple locations throughout our showrooms. We've put up the plexiglass partitions up at the cash registers. We've added a lot more visual controls as well, just to try to help remind consumers and staff about health and safety and how to properly maintain that social distancing. We put in so many things that a lot of our local governments has tried to use us as the poster for what other retailers should be doing to ensure that the protocols are being met and you're keeping your community and your customers and staff safe. On the delivery and install side, you know, our delivery drivers, they're all required to wear masks as well. Our installers, they ask the consumers if they would prefer them to wear a mask when they come in the home. So we're addressing the safety concerns in every business area, and we've been very fortunate.
Okay. Let's talk about how the business is, and I'm talking specifically about flooring. How are you doing in the flooring business now?
Flooring business has been great since we opened back up our showrooms. Traffic has been phenomenal. There's been a lot of pent-up demand. I think we're struggling with some of the install side of it still. There was a struggle before the pandemic with just labor pool for installers, and now with the pandemic, you know, you're having some installers that aren't wanting to come back to work just quite yet, or they're not coming back full-time. So we're seeing a little bit of struggle with that particular aspect, but the consumers are coming in. The consumers are wanting to buy. There's a lot more disposable income from the community, and consumers not able to go on vacations and trips, and so they're investing it back in their home. The demand has been there for sure. The business has been great since we opened up the showrooms.
Just kind of quantify that for a second, if we can. If you just look at July, did you do better than July last year?
Oh, for sure. We had a substantial increase over July of last year, and even in June, our very first month back open, full month.
All right. And you think this will be sustainable? Think this is going to happen for a while?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the flooring side of it has an interesting aspect in that I think we're going to see continued strong business through October and the beginning of November. I think there's a lot on people's minds right now with schools. Everybody's a little concerned about what's going to happen with schools. Are they going to stay going back to school, or is it going to be virtual? But I think once that's done, I think you'll see a resurgence again back into buying and shopping for flooring and getting things installed. That fall window, is, I think, is going to be really strong for us.
As you look at your department, have you seen any shift in mix as far as what the consumers wants to put in their home?
We're still seeing a really nice uptick in carpet again. You know, pre-pandemic, we started seeing a really nice resurgence in our carpet. That has continued since we reopened our showrooms, which is exciting. So that's a category that everybody wants to have positive growth in, and we're lucky that we're seeing some of that, and it's definitely continuing.
On the hard surface side, how's that going? Any shift there?
Hard surface, we're actually seeing a really nice uptick in laminate sales. We never gave up on laminate with LVT, and when that came out, you know, we focused a pretty good strategy on how to go back after some of that laminate business, and it's been exceptionally strong for us. LVT is still continuing to be really strong as well. Wood is hanging in there. Mm-hmm. It seems to be battling that ground every day with LVT, and the same way with tile. But I would say the surprising one is we're doing exceptionally well with laminate right now, and the known one of LVT for sure.
Well, if you don't mind me revealing one of your secrets, I see kind of why this may be happening. As you go right into the flooring department on your website, you can click on look at the flooring made in the USA. When you click on that, the first thing that pops up is a whole lot of laminate. So that may be part of what's driving it. I want to ask you about brands too. I notice you have a really nice website, and you can change on the left-hand side kind of the way you sort through things, and there's no supplier brands on there. How important are supplier brands to you, do you think?
Well, you know, I think in the flooring industry, there's only a few brands that really ring with customers, and those are important. And what we've found from our research on our website is there's not a lot of people that are looking for it, at least on our website, on the left nav. If somebody in the flooring industry has a brand in mind, they're usually searching for it in our search bar. That's what our research has shown. And the brands that definitely have the draw, we have separate landing pages for them on our website. And so they can get to those brands. We just don't have them on the left nav. Most consumers that we see today coming in the store or shopping online, they're not looking for a brand. They're looking for a style, a look, a design, and they want to see everything that's out there for it. Yeah. But like I said, there are those customers that do have a few brands that stick out, and we have an option for them to search for that in the search bar.
All right, last question. The NFA's meeting in Savannah. You going to go next month?
I will be there. You bet. I'm hoping to get back to somewhat of normalcy, or what the new normalcy will be for sure. I think the entire NFA is excited to be back and meeting, and there's so much positive stuff that comes out of those meetings, both from a vendor side and the member side. I think we all want to be back and sharing that stuff.
I look forward to touching elbows with you.
Looking forward to it as well.
All right. It's good to talk to you, Dave. Again, been talking to Dave Chambers, the Director of Flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.